It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am encouraging myself about how God answers prayers. You know, I have prayed to God and said, Lord, please answer this prayer. Father, please open this door. And it seems like He just will not budge. And I, to be quite honest, you know, on occasion, I have been just sort of angry with the Lord and said, Lord, you know, I'm not the one who is guilty of little faith. In fact, one could argue that I got too much faith because I not only believe, but I know your power, Father, to deliver. And you are just not budging. Now, you know, for me, the good news is that I did have a conversation with a pastor who said, look, you know, Suzette, you know, the fact that you're angry with the Lord, that's not a bad thing. That tells me you're in relationship with Him. So I was relieved by that, but I was really comforted by Hannah's story because Hannah is a barren woman and she's been praying to God for a child. Now, there's another woman in her family who has child after child and is teasing Hannah. So that's adding a little salt to the wound. But what I learned is that in God's own time, He blesses Hannah not only with a son, but with Samuel, who is the first prophet of Israel, who turns out to be a blessing to an entire nation. And so my takeaway is that's why God's timing is key, because He can answer our prayers, but on multiple levels. And so the scripture today is Ezekiel 17:24, which reads, and all the trees will know that it is I, the Lord, who cuts the tall tree down and makes a short tree grow tall. And so will you be encouraged today knowing that you serve a behind-the-scenes God who is working your prayer out but on multiple levels? Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.